Hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday, and welcome to Angel Answers. This is DC Love. I'm one of your hosts this evening. We have some amazing people in the house tonight. It is just so great. We have Mary Hernandez, and we also have Jan Bakke and Catherine Peoples, and we're waiting for Liz Pfister to join us. Ladies, how are you doing this evening?
Awesome.
Well, the energy is just magnificent.
Beautiful. I think Liz made it on.
Hello, Liz. Oh, Liz, you're amazing. Do you by chance have a ball to ring in the energy for everyone?
Well, of course I do. We wouldn't forget that.
Beautiful.
So go ahead and take a nice big deep breath in through our nose. Let it out through our mouth. Stomp your feet on the floor as you take another deep breath in. And let it out. And take another deep breath in. Maybe bring your shoulders up by your ears. And as you let out your breath, drop them down and relax a little bit.
Well, Liz, you know what? Why don't you introduce yourself, and then we'll pass it on to Mary and Jan and Catherine, and then myself. Okay.
All right. Sounds good. So I'm Liz Pfister. I'm a self-proclaimed spiritual guru. I know a little bit about a lot of things, metaphysical and spiritual. I'm an intuitive, obviously, and an empath. And I get messages from spirit. A lot of times I like to use tools. I like to use cards and pendulums. But I also just get intuitive nudges and messages as well. I have a holistic center in upstate New York where I'm a Reiki practitioner. I teach meditation classes, tarot card classes, give tarot readings and oracle readings, all kinds of stuff. I'm just a jack of all trades. you can find me on my Facebook page at LizP11Love. And I do a daily card pull there every day, as well as every Tuesday I live stream my crystal singing bowl meditation from my holistic center for everyone. So stop on by and see us.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Mary?
So, I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm also an intuitive empath. I communicate with spirit. I've been getting a lot more channeled messages lately. I'm also a Reiki master and an ordained minister, and I also do several types of readings on my website. And one of them that is really great is the numerology reading. One of the benefits of numerology is that it can uncover your destiny and life purpose. Numerology is this bridge between who you are now and who you have the potential to be. You can book a reading with me by going to my website at www.theangelwithin.com. Or email me at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And really quickly, angelwithin.com. And that is me. And how about you, Jan, do you want to go next?
Okay, sure. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm Jan Drake Bakke, and I am psychic medium intuitive, just like they are too. And I work with animal totems, and that started early on. Before I even got into the work, I started seeing animals live in front of me, spirit, animal spirits, and just right out in front of my face, and didn't even know what it was. It was crazy to see it. But then years later, not too many years, just a few, I met my teacher, Jethro Smith, and he brought me aboard his group and started training me, and he knew that I saw animals, and so I just started working on the radio with him, sharing the animals, and that's how I do readings, too, mostly. It's the animals come in first to help to give messages. And I also do predictions, and I just want to say that you can look at my predictions on my website. My website's www.wefindourway.com, and I try to do yearly predictions, and I really need to update them right now, especially right now since there's so much going on. I know for sure that in my last predictions that I had worked on for this year, I was told that we need to get more water, stock up on water and foods and supplies. So I'm saying that now because I was told that message today to share on the radio, that we need to stock up on water and food and supplies. Not to be freaked out or panicked or anything, but it's just something that I have been feeling, and I've been stocking up on water a lot, trying to get supplies too. Of course, we've been told this on the radio, on the TV for years to do this, so it's nothing new, but I'm just saying it again too. And anyway, I work with poetry also and channeled messages, and I just write poetry, and I want to work with singers with my poems, and so I'm working on that. And then we do crimes in our private room here for Sacred Embers. We do missing persons and all kinds of crimes. We haven't done too many lately, but the woman that called last week, she did not follow through and get me on Facebook. So if you're listening to this, please get a hold of us on Facebook so we can work on that animal, the eagle that you wanted us to look at. And yeah, that's about it. I do readings, and I'm people are coming around me a lot, and I can't take any more, folks. So I'm booked up now, and it takes me a long time because I'm slow, because I'm still working on my health too. So I'm very slow right now. I'm sorry, but yeah, that's it. Thank you very much.
Beautiful.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's enough.
But that's it. I'm thinking that is a lot.
So
I guess I'm next.
Catherine?
So my name is Catherine, and I am a natural-born empath and intuitive. I'm a remote Reiki practitioner. I do angel oracle card readings. I'm also certified spiritual life coach and shamanic life coach, and I pretty much, like Liz, like I possess like a variety of abilities when they decide to show up. So it's from seeing, hearing, feeling, knowing, like all those clairs to sacred geometry, random lucid dreaming, and you know, unlike you, Jan, you know you can predict it and. You know, it's mm-hmm. there. My random lucid dreaming leads to the prophetic dreaming that does predict future events, but it's very random.
Yes.
What I pick mm-hmm. up, right? So it's not so much about the world. It's more about people. I just don't know who the people are that it's happening to at the time. So that's one thing that I would like to develop. But then also I do astral travel, and recently just started encounters with multidimensional beings and dual realities. So I don't claim to understand everything that I, you know, is going on, but just that it does happen. So. And if you, right now, in the near future, I will be having a show with Mary on Mondays, 8, called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. And it's kind of like it will be like a what the bleep type of show, very interesting. At this time, the website is under construction, but it'll be up very soon. And if you want to contact me, my email is kgpeople@gmail.com. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Great. Absolutely amazing. And this is DC, DC Love. I, like Jan, am certified by the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. As well, I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine soul healer, an empath and animal communicator, a seer and ordained minister, a divine life coach, and a few other things. But the thing with me is the way I achieved, like, you know, getting the information I need to go forward and help others, the knowledge I got, a lot of it was while I was asleep. And, you know, you've heard the saying, if you snooze, you lose. Well, it wasn't that way in my case. I would travel to heaven, you know, at night while I was sleeping, and I would come back with all this amazing information. Some of it was to help myself, but a lot of it was to help others. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma, and at that time she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It's a crazy story. And then in March, my mom came through from the other side on my birthday. She, you know, she's been gone for such a long time, 2006. I would see her in dreams, but she would never say anything. Well, I ended up being on air on my birthday in March. She came in, and I've been hearing from her ever since. So I have a little bit of a crazy journey, but it's mine, and I love it. And, Jan, while you were saying stock up, you know, like on water and things, Ginger was also saying, you know, they do have, they call them like drinking water germicidal tablets that you could use in an emergency, as well as charcoal pills to help, you know, if you don't have, you know, regular drinking water and you need something in an emergency. So Ginger wanted to add that.
Thank you, Ginger. Yeah.
And I have a little message from Archangel Jeremiah. Blessings, beloved ones. It is I, Archangel Jeremiah. I am known as the Angel of Hopeful Visions and Dreams. My name means God's mercy. I can help you change your life for the better as you realize what God would like to do to help you to fulfill your divine life purpose. If you want to get to know yourself better on a soul's level and are prepared to do the work involved, please call upon me. I can help you to evaluate your life without harsh judgments, seeing where you could have done things maybe a little bit differently, and then learning from, you know, those past experiences. Then healing can occur, helping you to connect to life on a more profound level as you move forward in a beautiful, positive direction. I can also help you to look inward and see all the beautiful qualities that you may have overlooked, beloveds, as you connect with the light within, developing your unique skills and talents. I will remain by your side, helping you to manifest your dreams, not allowing anything to distract you from your mission. I am here to accompany you on this journey. Invite me in to join you today. Beloved ones, I can help you as well. Trust in your beautiful psychic abilities, and to be able to tap into that psychic consciousness, allowing you to see that you are what you are truly capable of as you connect with your higher self. If you need clarity while contemplating career decisions, I am here to assist you in making the right choices to help you move forward with confidence. You will have flawless vision as you achieve your goals. If you are contemplating healthy changes, call upon me to help you. I will encourage you daily to make choices that will benefit you, as well as bringing an overall sense of peace as you continue to stay on your path. If there are times when life has you down and maybe you feel you cannot cope, call upon me and I will be right by your side as well. I will guide you from a negative mindset and I will help you to see that life has so much to offer. Beloveds, please allow me to come in and help you. When you hold the intention of connecting with me, I will be right by your side. You can tell me anything that is weighing heavily upon your heart, and I will help you to clear up any confusion and as well intercede on your behalf when needed. I am here anytime you want to connect, and assisting you is of the utmost importance. I am Archangel Jeremiah. And that was one of my channelings.
Oh, how beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
It's amazing, DC.
Oh, thank you. Jan, do you have some of your amazing poetry as well?
Yes, I do. And I was just looking through them, and I got rid of a few because I just have too many here. I don't mean to, like, just bombard. But anyway, I will, if I have too many, and just please stop me and say that's enough, or you know what I mean? Because I know I have quite a few here. So this one, it's International Handstand Day on the 25th of this month. So this one just goes, sometimes it might be best to just do a handstand to settle one's nerves. And this one's called Upon Awakening. And it goes, let the dark chambers that are held so tight be opened up to the divine light. Let the breeze and warm rays infiltrate those forbidden rooms to clear the interference that blocks one's inherent wounds. The shadows of the past release their grip. It's time to unfold what is yours, to move forward on this spectacular journey and trip. We may be earthbound no more. We will soar. It's time for ascension. Some of us may be still riding this dimension. We can reach those sacred grounds. We will go there to hear those inherent sounds. We can feel the peace and receive the healing, where freedom prevails, where love and acceptance is the feeling. And this is a dance poem, and it says, take a stance, dance fingers. Let yourself have a chance to discover that you are part of the dance. Wherever you are in the day, do a pose or turn. It doesn't matter which way. Let your muscles burn. Move your body and start to feel the beat. It's so fun. Here go your feet. There is always a place where we can take a stance or leap or point or prance. Find the time to let your body move, then turn on the music and get a groove. It's time to take a chance to dance all the way from your fingers to your toes. Time to take a stance. And one of my friend's dog just died, and I don't know if they're listening, but I just wanted to read Gypsy's poem to them. It's called The Rainbow Bridge. But death is not the end. It's really a new beginning, a new life in the scheme of eternity. It's liberating, and it's a new freedom of lots of smiles and lots of grinning. For all who walk the Rainbow Bridge, they will light up in magical energy and colors so radiant and bright. The walk of transition and transformation of leaving their earth vessel and joining the heavenly realms of unconditional love and light. It's only an earthly death for all who go. There's new worlds and life in places for them we still do not know. A wondrous reunion ahead as they walk over the bridge of multidimension. They are greeted with animals, friends, family, angels, guides in a heavenly party of souls meeting once again. It will be a joyous ascension. They are happy. They are free. They are out of pain and suffering. They will always still be with you and me. And this one is, don't take blame for what is not yours. Some will put their shame on you. Walk in peace and shake it off. It was never yours. Let your life be true. And this is called If the Universe Were Mine. If the universe were mine, I'd share it all with you. I'd give you the sun and hold you warm and safe in all you do. I'd take the stars from the sky and make a necklace of love and light forever for you and I. I'd take the animals and make them all free so we could ride on the wings of a butterfly, an eagle, the fins of a dolphin so joyously. If the universe were mine, I'd make the meadows and turn them into multicolors of rainbow jubilee so we could run, skip, dance, and sing in them anytime we wanted. We are free. And then I did some, DC had put up some words about health and stuff on the link somewhere. I saw that. So I just put out some health poems. And this one's about cancer. This one's called On with New Dharma. that cancer, that vibe, it wasn't invited, but it has been part of my tribe. That cancer, that pest, how dare it find me? It put me to the test. That cancer, that karma, now it's gone. On with new dharma. That cancer, that misunderstanding. Let's be clear now. Good health is making a landing. That cancer, that jolt, it says it comes with a new message. A new life is determined to bolt. That cancer that is gone, it's still a beautiful life. Amen. Moving on. And this one's called Holding Pattern. And it says, stuck in this holding pattern, it never lets up. It's time to be rid of the half empty and make a full cup. To think that we are made up of what makes this universe what it is, I was able to use it to get into showbiz. To know that my speck of dust is so important still in the big scheme of things here, that tiny dust holds the magic of this great divine plan that is in our soul, so dear. It's time to get unstuck and move to another grand pattern. How awesome that will be to live a new design, a new path. There is so much more to learn. And this one is called That Fine Equilibrium. Actually, I'm almost done. Some days we crack, we lose track. It doesn't take much, or does it? We were too much for too long. Whatever or however it was, it couldn't contain itself anymore. It had to change to make us stop. We have to rest and reassess and confess what is important to us now. Still, quiet chaos, sometimes lost in one's own body and mind, trying to figure out its balance again, that fine equilibrium. To lose such a thing and realizing that was such gold to have had, to be well, to have one's health, that is real wealth. Letting go of what held us so tightly, we have to rest and reassess and confess what is important to us now, that fine equilibrium. And this one goes, I open my hands to freedom, letting go of needing approval, loving myself and others. My life is full. I open my hands to freedom without rejection, not living for acceptance, but with unconditional affection. And the last two, an angel is near. Sometimes when we feel so badly, the time is slow, but it will pass. An angel is near. So be glad. You will get through this earth class. It's just one day at a time. Try not to fear. Sometimes it's 1 minute, 1 hour. Remember, an angel is near. And the last one goes, it's called Kissing So Bright. It says, I am a sun goddess, a starburst, kissing the universe, kissing the light. I am a sunflower, a light beam, kissing the universe, kissing the night. I am a butterfly, a transformer of colors, kissing the dimensions, kissing in flight. I am you. You are me. We are a rainbow. Together we are kissing the world, kissing so bright. And that's that.
Wow, that was beautiful. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow.
And Jan, I posted in our little group that what's your beautiful poem about the, you know, the dog that had, you know, transitioned to the other side. I saw like a multicolored dog once he reached the other side, and it was by the rainbow. So I just wanted to share
that. Thank you.
And that popped as soon as you start. The pic popped in as soon as you start talking about the dog that went to the rainbow bridge. Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. I'm gonna share that on Facebook when we get done.
Yeah,
that is beautiful.
Okay, so
thank you.
Thank you. It just popped right in, and I was ready to, like, oh, my goodness, we have to be quiet. Jan's reading her poems.
Okay, you could have interrupted me, but that is so neat.
My.
I love it.
Beautiful.
Wow, that's beautiful. Well, ladies, I wanted to share something. I've been doing some meditations that I invited Catherine yesterday. I did a summer solstice meditation with alignment of light yesterday and the past week as well. And I just have to say that the summer solstice yesterday was so very strong. And you know, the energy of the sun has been very powerful, right, lately, and even more powerful yesterday because of, you know, the summer solstice. But I just wanted to share that experience that I had in the meditation was just absolutely amazing. And Catherine also had a similar experience or something different, but it was just magical. Like I saw Mother Mary and Jesus, and they were holding me. They were holding a baby, and then Igor mentioned that the baby was me being held and working in my, like, healing my inner child as well. And I felt the Pleiadians when we brought them in, like head to toe, like vibrations, like my whole body was like tingly and lots of amazing sensations. And what else did I see? I was feeling, I also, and his breath work is really something so amazing that I really like it. Like I could go into meditation with him within, like, it feels like 20 seconds, like I'm in. So I just wanted to share his information because, I mean, it's free. It's every Tuesday, and it's at 9:30 p.m. And his business is Alignment of Light, and his webpage is Igor, IGORGALIBOV.com, and it's IgorGalibov.com. And I just wanted to share it because Catherine and I did it yesterday, and it was just out of this world, like what we got. And I mean, Catherine, I don't know if you want to share really quickly what you received from that, but I know it was amazing healing too.
Yes, no, it was. It was amazing. It was very, very powerful energy. And I related in the sense where, you know, he kept bringing us to higher dimensions, and I can't tell you every dimension that he took us to, like what was happening, but I do know that when we got to the dimension where the Pleiadians were, I just saw a whole line of just white beings, and I don't believe the Pleiadians are white. So he called them, what do you call them, Mary, quasi beings?
Quasi-beings.
I'm not honestly sure exactly what they are. So, but that's what I saw immediately. And then what was really beautiful was, and it kind of correlates with what the poem about kissing the sun, Jan. He took us through the sun, right? Mm-hmm. And so we're in the middle of the sun, and, you know, and then we're, you know, he has the sun literally at one point, we're out of the sun, and then the sun, we're underneath the sun now, and the sun is literally coming down into us. He had the sun, like us pull the sun's rays into our crown chakra and then through our bodies, right? And that came down like a waterfall. And it was almost like it was not a light waterfall either. It was a heavy waterfall. And but it was very beautiful. And it also he asked at the end he asked if there was any feedback, which I did not expect, but I did share, and I had a very recent experience with the sun, and it's because Mary has me taking these pictures of the sun now, so I just go out in the morning and I take pictures of the sun, and you know what, it's beautiful, right? So I started to do that, and all of a sudden, so I see this beautiful, beautiful rainbow, you know, that the sun's generating, right? Well, I put the phone away, and I'm staring at it, and these lights just come down from the sky, and it's just a ball of energy of different colors coming down from the sun. Now they're at my level, right? And they're coming toward me to the point that I thought they were going to come through me. And I could see the energy. And I wasn't afraid, but I was almost like in a trance state because I was just so in awe of what was happening. I'm just standing on my front lawn by myself, right? So then, all of a sudden I saw this big green orb, but it was big, And it came down again. It came down from the sun. It came down in, you know, right, you know, in front of me, well, back some. And it was starting to come towards me slowly, like very slowly. And I'm staring at it going, what the heck is this? Because, you know, I see orbs, and I knew Mighty Archangel Raphael is, you know, emerald green, but I felt like it wasn't him. And so, but I wasn't sure. So I'm just staring at it. Again, it's going slowly, 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 to the point where I was like, all right, I'm just going to go towards it. And the second I did that, it went away. So on top of that, this is the very same day, right? I'm standing there again in my front yard, and I saw this man on a bike with a child, and he literally just faded away. He didn't go past me. He didn't go, you know, turn around and bike away. It's like he went into my bush and faded away. So when I questioned that, you know, I honestly wasn't sure what was happening. I just accepted it, you know, but at the same time, I'm thinking, what was that? Especially that green ball, right? Because it almost felt like it had a consciousness. So I called Mary, I called DC, and, you know, it just always seems like there is definitely an explanation for everything, right? And can I share your answers, DC?
Oh, sure, yes.
So basically, you know, she was saying that the bicycle was symbolic for renewal, right? And that beautiful sun energy was the symbolic of like a cosmic energy, which is source, God, right? And it's becoming enlightened and aligned with our higher selves. And that's something that, you know, I feel like we've all been trying to do, you know, letting go so that we can start aligning ourselves to, you know, this higher consciousness and this ascension that's going on. But it also, I feel like it's telling us, like DC was saying, you know, it's, you have to, you know, think about also blocks, right, that are preventing us from going forward, right? So, like, holding, what did you call it, Jan, holding the pattern?
Yeah.
Was that something about
pattern?
Blocks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
So, right, so basically, you know, basically letting go of things and then, you know, just putting the intention out there. If it's sincere and we truly believe, then basically anything can happen, right? And DC did give one example that was really did resonate with me. She goes, just think of a boomerang, right, that just you throw out there and then it just comes back to you. And so whatever you're putting out there, it comes back. And that 100% resonated with me. So I love to hear techniques because I have my own techniques, but there's so many others. You know, everyone has their own stuff that they do for protection or just whatever it is, for releasing, for letting go, or they're visualizing or they're whatever they're doing. But there's so many others, again, who do different things than I do. So I always appreciate hearing what other people do, you know. And one last thing, Jan, when you said the rainbow bridge,
uh-huh.
I visualize every single day, every day. I visualize a rainbow waterfall. So this waterfall is cleansing, right? So I'm doing the protection. And then after that, then I put myself and whoever else I'm putting under there individually. I'm putting them under this beautiful waterfall that I actually had seen at one point the energy that was purple, that was beautiful natural energy. And I believe that's where it came from, but then I just expanded on it. And so then, for instance, if I'm putting myself under there, I visualize all the colors of the chakras, right, going down the water. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, you know, I'm meeting whoever it is that I'm meeting. And usually, and it's Jesus for me, but for other people it could be animals. And, you know, it's, and Mary is, you know, I'm meeting her too. And then I put the Holy Trinity around me. So, yeah, so it's everything kind of like this tonight is, for me anyway, is just, you know, making sense and connecting in a way that I didn't expect.
That is so amazing, Catherine. And I just put up a purple waterfall yesterday. So that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
I did on my page.
Oh, how about that? It's very interesting. Yeah, I love that waterfall. I think
that was a beautiful thing.
Thank you. I think visualization is very powerful, along with other things. But visualization, I feel, is very, very powerful. Yeah.
Very much so.
The other thing I want to say, Catherine, for me personally, I visualize. I had two instances. The first was 2008, when I saw Mother Mary face to face, and then after that, I connected with Jesus, and during a meditation, he showed me his Sacred Heart. So I actually visualize, you know, putting all my family in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And I know
in my visualization,
that there's...
I'm sorry. Go ahead, finish, and I'll tell you what
I
do with that.
I put like
heart.
In the heart of Jesus, my family and myself, you know. So that's instead of a little bubble, like I'm in the Sacred Heart of Jesus with my family.
So
and it just
that's beautiful. That's beautiful. What I do is. Similar in a way, just I do it a little bit differently. Each person that I bring through after, you know, putting all the chakra colors around them, and then the last color I put a golden light, and then it's like they go to Jesus, and Jesus is giving them his Sacred Heart to their heart, because our souls behind that, right? And
beautiful.
Then I visualize him blessing them and giving them, putting his hands on their heads. But 100% of the time they're hugging Jesus, and Jesus is, their hearts are together. Like he's giving them that Sacred Heart to put in themselves.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Really beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well,
definitely.
I wanted to quickly add, I pulled a card, Catherine, while you were providing us with what you felt yesterday in the meditation. And I just have to share because it was Archangel Raphael. And, you know, he is the divine physician. And it says, your angels can see that you need a boost of light and energy at the time. Together with Archangel Raphael, they are filling your body, mind, and soul with healing energy. So take some time out to take care for your whole being. Close your eyes and allow Archangel Raphael and the healing angels to place their hands upon you. You are blessed to receive this card today. And, you know, this is a card for the whole collective that I usually do every week. And they want me to read the extended message. It says, healing doesn't begin in the body, which we know, right? It begins in the mind and soul. It is in your body that determines how you feel, but your mind that determines what state your body is in. Think healing positive thoughts at this time and be grateful for what's good about your body and your health. As you recognize the health benefits you already have, more will be brought to you. You may well find that the healing angels are also here to help you heal others, but in order to do this, you must ensure that you yourself are in good health. So So heal within, then share what you've learned with the world. And it's so true, right? I love this message, and I know, Archangel Raphael has helped me, DC helped me tremendous, and also, you know, Catherine checking on me and making sure that I was positive in those 8 weeks that I was, you know, not going through a lot of healing internal, right? Because we keep thinking it's the body. It's not the body. It's the mind. It's the releasing. It's the realigning of our mind, body, and soul, you know. So I just wanted to put it out there, and this message is just so beautiful. So that would be the message for this week before we open the show to callers, because I'm sure they're like, okay, are we going to start the show?
So that's interesting that's interesting because in the circle of protection that I do, I ask my dear Archangel Raphael to heal me or, like I said, whoever I'm doing it for, of all illnesses, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. You know, and just clear me, because last time I was perfectly clear. And I, you know, he's just so important, I feel like, in just not my life, but everyone's life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Call on him every day for, you know, healing of all sorts.
I agree.
Absolutely. Beautiful, yep.
So are you ladies ready to pick up colors?
We are.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Area code 570. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
My name is Ruth.
What's the name? I'm sorry.
Ruth.
Hi, Ruth. Do you have a question for us this evening?
I've been having some very vivid dreams lately, and I seem to be drawn to Native American things. I was wondering if anyone can elaborate for me or help me understand what to look forward to or look into to help me figure this out.
Okay. Ladies, who wants to go first?
Okay, this is
Catherine.
I can go, or do you want to go, Jan?
It doesn't matter. I can go if you want me to, if you need
more
time.
Yeah, go ahead. That's great. Go ahead.
Okay. And
sure.
I'll just say that I give an animal, and I'm not going to – we have a lot of people giving readings tonight, and I'm just going to give you, like, a little bit so that they can get through it, because they'll have a lot of information for you, Ruth. But I do see a duck for you, and the duck represents water and the emotions mostly. So it's a beautiful animal. And it goes with your emotions and with how you're feeling. And they always say to lighten up and just try to have more fun. That's a lot of what the duck is about. And just try to enjoy life. And, you know, it's okay to be emotional because we all are. But it's a good time to just have fun right now and get silly and release whatever pent-up emotions that you may be suppressing. So I'm just going to leave you with that.
That goes with
beautiful.
Me right now. It totally does, yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
And this is T. Ruth. You asked about, you know, the Native American culture, and what I got for you was the Bighorn Medicine Wheel. It's one of the oldest spiritual sites in the world. And the message that comes from this is that you already possess everything that you need to achieve the success that you're wanting. Okay, so
okay.
I had heard, you know, my dog Ginger is coming in, and she's saying, Ruth, why are you skeptical about abundance coming your way?
Because it never seems
to
stay. It never stays.
Well, it is coming, Ruth, and she's saying, girlfriend, this magic that you're waiting for, it's going to happen. Just, you know, remain in an attitude of gratitude, okay, and feel it like it's already here, okay? And just affirm that, you know, I am attracting endless abundance by keeping, you know, a mindset of gratitude. I feel abundance is coming for you because what you are seeking is actually as well seeking you, okay? I do feel like you have to do a little bit of work. I was hearing you have to heal your money wounds,
Okay? And
yep.
What I'm going to do is, when I said that, you know, you have to heal your money wounds, I'm going to ask Liz to come in and give you a definition of what money means to her, okay?
Okay.
God bless, hon.
Thank you.
So, same to you.
This is Liz. You know, I struggled with money and abundance for a long time. And when I finally made a shift in my thinking from, you know, money's an energy, right? It's something we need to, you know, exchange for something else. So think about the other things in your life that you need money for, but if you didn't have money, could you use those things and give those for something that you need, right? So abundance isn't always about physical money. It's about having what you need when you need it. So, you know, when I was first starting out in my practice here, you know, I'd have moms that were stay-at-home moms. One in some families, they'd like a card reading, but they can't really afford $40. So I'd make a deal with them. You know, if they bake me a casserole, I'll read their cards because my time to make a casserole for my family and have dinner, you know what I mean? I couldn't do the card reading and do that. It would be too long. But if they brought me a casserole, I could do the card reading, and when I'm done, I can go home to my family and have dinner.
Right.
And it's, you know, it kills two birds with one stone. So it's not always about having the physical money. It's just about having what you need when you need it. And I'll give you my reading. I was in the middle of making my notes when DC turned it over. So I pulled two cards for you. The first one was from the chakra deck, and it's number 11, and it's in perfect harmony. And so this card, to me, signifies right away, and I felt this when you talked about the Native Americans, was that you're connected, that you're in alignment. You're, think about tribes, right? They're in harmony. They all live in the same manner. They all get along. So, you know, you're doing that. You're connecting. You're getting into alignment. You're working on yourself, connecting with your higher self, quieting your mind more and listening to your intuition, and keeping grounded, too. So it's a really beautiful thing. It's a beautiful place to get to because when we're grounded, that's our foundation. And we're only as strong as our foundation.
Wonderful.
And then the second card I pulled for you is sacrifice. And it says, sometimes surrender is painful. God's cutting away all that needs to go, illusions, obsessions, addictions. It's a sacrifice to love. And immediately what I saw, I didn't even read the bottom. I just read sacrifice. And it was, you know, we have a hard time giving up the things that we are just used to, like bad habits.
Yep.
And some of the things that we do, like our way of thinking, is a bad habit. So it's time to sacrifice. It's time to give up those things. It's time to give up those comfort zones. And the easy path, right? It's time to work a little harder and be a little mindful and say, nope, I'm not going to say I don't have enough money. I'm not going to say it because that just brings me more not enough money. So we're going to say, I have everything I need when I need it. I have everything I need when I need it. And it takes a little bit more work, right? We have to try a little harder. So it's time to make this sacrifice to become better for yourself. So that's my message for you, and I guess I'll pass it over to Catherine.
Right. Thank you, and I completely understand that, Liz.
Oh, good.
Okay, so I wish, this is Catherine, I wish that I could take a picture and send it to you, because right smack in front of me, I have a dream catcher, a white dream catcher. So when you initially said, you know, you were having these Native American, thoughts.
Very vivid. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I specifically brought this out for, I didn't know what. And so it's a message. I believe in You know, so I did pull a card for you, and it's just, you know, the angels are just telling you just to listen to your intuitive feelings, and your body is receiving accurate messages from the divine, but also you want to protect yourself just from, you know, just these fear-based energies, basically, you know, around money. Like, you know, you were just told, and, you know, you can do things like envision just like a old light or a cocoon of healing light around yourself, you know, just to protect yourself from, you know, any harsh-based energies or thinking, right? You just want to think positive, like okay. You already have it. Like everything is happening for your greatest good.
Wonderful.
Does that make sense?
Last night I had a dream, and at the end of the dream, someone took my hand, like actually held my hand, to the point where I thought it was actually someone was in my bedroom holding my hand. I felt it that much, and I just jumped right out of dream, right out of sleep, right out of my bed, and it took me at least an hour before I even came back into my bedroom. So,
wow. That's beautiful.
It really touched me. So, yeah, I get that.
So there you go. Yeah. Your body is receiving accurate messages from the divine. That's beautiful. That's validation.
It was quite the thing. So for you to say that you've got a dream catcher right in front of you, now I understand that it's all together and just work through it. Yep.
Yes. Yep. There you go. I brought up
any of my guardian angels around me helping me out, or should I be pointed in a certain direction when meditating or anything?
This is Catherine, and I'm sure everyone else has something to say as well, but, you know, I'm always calling for the mighty Archangel Raphael, the mighty Archangel Michael, the mighty Archangel Gabriel, the mighty Archangel Uriel, and there are hundreds of angels. I believe there's seven specific mighty archangels. You guys tell me if I'm incorrect, but, you know, but these four that I'm telling you, Raphael, Michael, Gabriel, and Uriel, are, they are always around me, and I'm always calling them in. And so it's just for protection, really, and just to help, again, with certain things. Like Raphael's for healing, but also to get rid of, like, you know, any type of cords that are attached that aren't yours, right? Because, as you know, we're all energy, and we're around people who aren't always I'm not going to say in the light, but, you know, they may be in a bad mood, and then you're right near them, so that energy enters your arc field, right? And then that it attaches to you. So you just need to cut those cords, because, you know, that's going to affect you. So if that person's angry, if that person's sad, if that person, you know, has anxiety, you're going to, you know, you're going to feel it eventually, right? So you just want to cut cords. And that's why I bring these angels in for things like that.
Wonderful.
If that helps.
Thank you.
Hi, Ruth. It's Mary. I just wanted to also add that the guardian angels, we all are born with guardian angels, and they're there for us as well, and they never leave our side. So if you call in your guardian angels, they'll be there. But as with all the angels and archangels, we must allow them or invite them in order to get their assistance. So just calling them in, you know, call them by guardian angels, you know, my guardian angels, please come and assist me, you know, and remove anyone and anything that's not for my highest divine alignment. I'm getting that for you. And the message with the hand, I feel like somebody's like right behind me right now and just like wanted me to tell you this, because I felt in yesterday's meditation, I felt someone grabbing my hand. And I felt that was Jesus actually calling me to come with him, right? Because we were, like, that's the visual that I got in my meditation. I don't know if you were on earlier when we were describing our meditation yesterday for the summer solstice. And he, I actually felt like he was trying to pull me away, but, like, to walk with him, like, walk the path, walk his path, like, live out your life purpose. So what I was getting for you was follow your calling, right? Your calling is to follow your life purpose. Like look for signs. You know, there's so many signs. Like, you're already dreaming of Native Americans. So then just look for signs. What else is there? But I mean, you're definitely going through an ascension, and two cards fell out for you. Mirror Guardian was the first one that came out, and the message is, let me turn on the light, sorry. It says, take some time to reflect on your strengths and challenges and see how far you've come. Recognize your gifts, which you have so many, I feel. So the Mirror Guardian, she's a female angel looking into the mirror of life. She invites you to witness your spiritual strength and beauty, to see yourself as angels do see you. The mirror represents the fact that your core beliefs and ideas are in fact what is reflected back to you by your world. Your life is one big mirror of how you feel within, and the Mirror Guardian helps you recognize that. When this card appears, you are being invited to take some time to see where you are right now. And I'm being called to say, like, maybe perhaps look in the mirror and just tell yourself how much you love yourself. Because, I mean, there's no coincidence that a mirror is shows up in a reading. You know, even though it's Mirror Guardian, I feel like mirror work is required for you, Ruth.
Gotcha.
And also it says, you are a beautiful being who has surmounted so many challenges and expanded in so many ways. Your angels are now guiding you to take inventory of your life, to take the time to know all your recent experiences, the challenges you have surmounted, the strengths you have developed, and the lessons you have learned. Your angels want you to reflect on your strengths, in particular, those aspects of yourself that you feel have not been acknowledged by others. Offer yourself approval where it's due, and know when you have given yourself credit, others will be able to as well. So I'm really feeling like, I don't know if you have a dream journal, because, you know, especially now that you're like having vivid dreams, as soon as you wake up, if you can just write them down and see what you get. And you'll see that within like a couple of months, when you look back, you're like, oh, this is why they had me go through this, right? Or this is why. I also have within my dream journal, I have an evidence journal, so it's all at once, everything. So anything I see, like, you know, if I see birds, if I see blue jays, if I see red cardinals, if I see a big feather, like, you know, I try to write it down so I can remember, you know, and what I went through that day, you know. So it's nice to have as a reminder. And it's nice to look back. And let's see, the next card that fell out was, I feel like your spiritual gifts will come in more in the winter time, because the card winter came out for you, and it says, take care of your needs. So do everything you need to be at your best, then move beyond your fears and limitations. And I put this in quotations. The winter card features a wolf, one of few animals that stay alive or active all year round. Wolves know what it's like to work alone or thrive within a pack. So if you feel you need to go it alone at this time, then do so. Know that the wolf medicine will help you move beyond your insecurities and relax in your own space. And it says, you have an opportunity to move beyond your fears. Although you may feel in the dark, get comfortable with being in the unknown and trust that the light within you will sustain you through what may seem a challenging process. ask yourself what you need to do to feel supported and alive. So what I'm also getting is that, you know, just ask the angels. Like every day I ask the angels, my guardian angels, to guide me where it is that they want me to focus on, right? Where it is that I'm spiritually needed the most, what it is that I'm supposed to be doing besides, you know, doing these readings and also, you know, doing personal readings and Reiki. So it's like, you know, asking them, talking to them. You know, they're there listening, you know, and eventually you're going to start hearing them. And, you know, and I hope you give us a call and let us know, Ruth, because that's going to be
wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, I do get a lot of that and the whole working on myself alone kind of thing, because when I'm by negative people, their energy, it becomes my own in a way. If they're upset,
yeah,
I'm upset, you know, and it's very hard to differentiate kind of thing. You know, the weirdest thing happened, maybe you can explain it to me. I'm driving through town. I'm on my way home. I'm like a mile from work. I pass a car garage, and I saw a car up on the lift, and I said, you know, I just said to myself, you know, it would be weird if somebody had all their tires like cut with a knife or something like that. And the next day, a girlfriend of mine posted on Facebook that her adult son had had an argument, and they figured that the guy he had an argument with slit all four of his car tires.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. That kind of coincidence really, really threw me for a loop. Now, what would you categorize that under?
I'm getting chilled because I had something similar. Well, not something similar happened to me, but it's like a premonition, right, ladies? If I'm not mistaken,
yep.
It's just I've gotten a couple of those already, and you know, it's just something that you see that's going to happen in the future. You know, it's a future reading for someone or something that's going to occur. So,
but I had no clue.
But Mary, one thing I want to say to Ruth is,
uh-huh,
she's picking up others' energy. She has to be a little bit more grounded. And I kept hearing, mm-hmm, you know, you have to ground. And that would like, you know, standing up and just envision tree roots on the bottom of your feet going all the way down into Mother Earth.
Okay.
And then, you know, then you're going to be grounded. And, you know, after you do that, you feel your feet going, you know, like the roots going all the way down into Mother Earth. And then bring that energy upward. Bring it up to your waist, bring it up to your shoulders, and then bring it up above your head all the way to heaven. And then envision a beautiful bubble around you. So you're grounded, and then you have your bubble of protection where you're not going to be picking up others, you know, others' feelings and things, because you are really, you know, you are picking them up. You're empathic and everything. So if you're grounded and you have that bubble around you, all you're going to pick up is love. Nothing but love will get into that bubble.
Okay.
And I would suggest, like, at least times a day. Do it in the morning before you connect with the world. Do it midday sometime, and then before you go to bed, Ruth, and you'll feel better.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, you have to ground more and bubble. And you put that beautiful bubble. Once you bring the energy from Mother Earth up above your head, you know, you have that beautiful white light is protecting you. So just, you know, envision a bubble around yourself. And if there's some special colors that you like, you could add it in the bubble. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
And Ruth, I have something for you.
Oh, yes. Oh,
what's that? I have something for Ruth. Did I interrupt
somebody? No.
I was
just
going to
tell Ruth
to
give us a call, but fine, go ahead. Yes, that's awesome.
Yeah, just the last thing. Ruth, you're getting the premonitions. That's what I started getting before, mm-hmm, I started doing readings a lot and doing the predictions. I started getting premonitions, and that's exactly what you're doing. So you're getting opened up here, and it's very, mm-hmm, that's very awesome. They'll just keep coming. They'll just keep coming. I get them all the time. And you know, so they happen. They just start happening. We all do. All of us are getting those. So, but the thing that's really interesting here is, I was just on Facebook, just for a minute. I just scrolled down just for a minute while everyone was talking, and I get this an Indian woman, American Indian Native woman here on a post. This happens to be, and I also have an American Indian guide myself. And anyway, the message says on the post, she's got some water and she's pouring water into the river. And it says, listen to the wind, it talks. Listen to the silence, it speaks. Listen to the heart, it knows. And so anyway, I just wanted to give you that message. I thought it was kind of neat that she showed up right when, and you're talking about the Native American. So,
well, that's beautiful because we started this with about a duck and the water.
Uh-huh. That's right.
So
and
now
we're ending with the water.
Exactly. And my birth sign is Aquarius, which is wind. So,
wow.
Yeah. Thank you very much for your time tonight. Yeah. I greatly appreciate everything.
You're welcome, Ruth. And make sure you get on the call. Have a great evening, and thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that was beautiful. My God.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was totally amazing.
Yeah. So are you ladies ready for our second caller?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Area code 770. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
My name is Linda.
Hi, Linda. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Hi. I'm sorry, what?
Do you have a question for us this evening?
And good evening to all of you. This has been fascinating. Since Father's Day, for some reason, I have been extremely emotional, and I've been feeling lost for some reason, which is highly unusual for me, and I don't know what to do about it. I'm trying to make sense of things. Part of it is that, and this goes to something that you discussed with Ruth, I adopted a geriatric kitty who was costing us more than we anticipated because he does have health issues. Doing better now, but just the expenses went beyond what, and I feel like I'm sorry. Normally I'm a little more articulate than this. It's been difficult, and I don't understand it. And I'm hoping that maybe I'm giving something to you all that you can give back to me, that you can make sense of.
Okay.
Okay. So, Linda, this is Jan. Hi. I'm so glad you're on here.
Hi, honey.
I didn't get what's costing money. I didn't hear it because your phone is going in and out. I can't hear you part of it, so I didn't know what was costing money. But
okay, I took you off of speaker. We adopted a couple of months ago. Jim and I adopted a 12-year-old kitty who really had a difficult. Who was dumped to be euthanized, and the vet wouldn't do it. And he was then taken in by a rescue here. And when he and his story were posted on Facebook, excuse the allergies here, we couldn't resist, and we adopted him.
Oh, bless your heart. Bless your heart. And, that's lovely that you did that.
Thank you. But the expenses went a little bit
beyond what we were anticipating. And it's just, I guess I'm dealing with guilt as much as I love the cat. He's wonderful. And he deserved to be saved, and he deserves the rest of his life. But I'm feeling guilty because of...
You're doing the best you can, Linda. You know what I mean? And it's so kind of you that you took the cat in. You've saved his life. And, you know that what I... The very first thing that I saw when you started talking, it was the cat.
Really?
I didn't even hear about what you were saying about the cat because your phone went out. So that's interesting. It was the cat I saw immediately. And so I just want to give you some information on what the cat said, what they say about the cat. But I'm just saying for you with your cat, that you're doing a good job, that it was a blessing that you took the cat in, and you can just do what you can. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And that's good. It's really good what you're doing. So I know how you feel when we feel like you can't do enough for them. You don't, and it's costing too much money, but you just do what you can. And I know the cat will appreciate you always, but this is like a period of self-sufficiency and trust in your own capabilities. Honor your sensuality by dancing slowly. That's kind of cool since I know you're a dancer.
a singer.
and a singer. And listen closely to your intuitive guidance. And your guides are trying to communicate with you right now. This is a period of magic and mystery for you. And do something totally out of character. That's what they're saying, the cat, me, you know, that's the message of the cat. And they keep saying to listen to your internal guidance for your advice.
Yes.
And keep doing your creative work. Don't stop doing that. And you're very graceful and naturally exude sensuality and independence and intuitiveness.
Is he happy here, Jen?
I'm getting a yes for that. Yeah, because I think I saw your, I think it was your cat that I was seeing.
Gray?
Immediately.
If he was gray,
I really think. Yeah, he looked, is he all gray or is he mixture colors?
No, he's all gray.
Okay, well,
he's
I saw gray colors. Gray. I saw gray tones, like a gray cat, but there was a mix. There was some, like a little bit of mixture in there. So I don't know why I'm seeing that, but I felt it was your cat. I really did. Cause it felt like it felt very personal to me when I saw the cat immediately. So I
we
felt
had
like
one.
It was yours. But anyway.
Yes.
Okay. So
yes.
Yeah, I want to leave you with that, and the ladies will give you a lot of more information, but I just wanted to, I feel like this cat loves you and appreciates you. That's a feeling I'm getting. There's a lot of love and appreciation
you.
From your cat. Yeah.
Beautiful,
thank
Jen.
You.
That was absolutely
thank
amazing.
You.
And Linda, this is DC.
Thank you.
He means a
this
lot. It means a lot.
Thank you. I'm glad.
Yes, Linda, this is DC. What Jan said
Hi.
Is like right on point. As she was giving you that magnificent reading, I saw Archangel Ariel coming in. And she's the angel that connects with animals. And she came in with Archangel Raphael. And I felt all this beautiful, beautiful healing energy. Okay?
Yes.
At first, saw like a big beautiful yellow heart, and I just heard, you know, it's filled with divine love, hun. And I was getting, you know, just please don't worry, you've got to trust. And I feel like, you know, everything will come to you at just the right time to help you with everything you're going through. okay? And I saw a lot of water, like, around you. And water, of course, you know, does represent our emotions as well. But I do feel like, you know, I got summer because, you know, with the water and everything, I'm seeing, like, I'm seeing a beautiful woman, and she's standing outside, and she's thinking, and the water, like I said, that's your emotions. And I was getting to just please, you know, just relax and allow. The angels are saying they know how scary it is for you because, you know, it's hard when you have, you know, an animal that's sick. But I do feel like, you know, that your needs are going to be provided for, okay, for your beautiful pet. And your pet just feels so lucky to have you, okay? So I'm getting positive changes are coming. Beautiful positive changes are coming, okay? So please,
Thank you.
Be very proud of yourself. And I'm just seeing, you know, the angels, and they're saying that, you know, Linda, they're so proud of you and all that you're doing. You're amazing, okay? So just allow and keep, you know, saying positive affirmations. Invite in Archangel Ariel, who comes in, you know, with Archangel Raphael when it comes to healing.
Yes.
And I feel like, you know, Archangel Ariel is very gentle. She wants to come in and help your animal, okay?
Oh, yes.
So that's what I was getting, but I kept hearing the word healing. You know, continually, I kept hearing healing. And then I was getting, you know, it's a time to heal. Do you yourself put your hand on that beautiful fur baby and give some healing as well?
Yes.
Because I'm getting, you know, the angels want you to do that as well, to put your hands on your beautiful fur baby and send that amazing healing, okay?
Yes, we have 3 dogs as well. One of them is a Sheltie who came from a puppy mill and had, in the past 2 years, tremendous emotional issues. And the changes in him in the past 2 years by being with us have been amazing. And
when you said I saw Archangel Jophiel coming in, Linda, and I just felt the love, like it just filled your whole home, you know, and your animals are so grateful, you know, to be in your home. They're saying they feel so blessed to be with you.
We're blessed to have them.
Yes.
We did rescue for 25 years.
And the last thing I want to leave you with before I turn you over to the other ladies is Jesus has also come in. Okay, as we know, Jesus heals the sick, and Jesus is coming in too, okay? So allow all this beautiful healing to come in, okay?
Yes.
I just feel such beautiful energy, healing energy, okay? And I see him just like laying his hands on your animals.
Wow.
Okay? And bringing
some
magnificent.
I'm grateful for that.
Yeah. Well, you guys are really beautiful. And he's bringing some emotional healing to you as well. I mean, you've been through a lot, you know, trying to take care of these beautiful animals. And I feel like he's saying he wants to, you know, to remove the emotional grief that you've been holding on to. Okay?
It's hard. It's difficult.
But he's bringing some healing your way as well. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies, and please let us know how everything is going. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hi, Linda.
It's wonderful, DC.
Hi. I absolutely, I'm so happy that DC said put your hands on, because as soon as you started talking about your cat, that was immediately what I was thinking, you know, to, you know, put your hands on them, or even envision in your mind the golden light wrapped around him, healing him, keeping him healthy and well, because we're so powerful, just our minds alone, our thoughts, you know, even though we can't we don't communicate with animals, you know, in a normal way. We do. And we can, you know, they sense our energy. We can sense their energy. And
yes.
our loving thoughts and vibrations can certainly heal them. So do that. Do that as often as possible. And I pulled a couple cards for you. And the first one is number 48, A Burst of Magic. And it's this beautiful lotus flower with like a female figure coming out of it. And this card has to do with your solar plexus, which is your self-confidence and your personal power and all those things. So this is really a time, you know, you're being given a little bit of a challenge because you're being asked to rise up and realize your own power and to step into it and embrace it, you know, because that's what makes us who we are. It's what gives us our power in the world. And it's what people respond to. So use your voice, you know, don't be afraid to say, you know, what you're thinking and how you're feeling, and taking control of the situation with your animals and with yourself. And the second card, I don't want you to get nervous, but it is loss. And it says, sometimes you learn true offering through loss. You make a passionate invitation for love to take over and bring her own plan instead of the ego's. But I don't believe this is in relation to a loss of the of any of your pets. This is the loss of, you know, shedding an old way of thinking, shedding something that we have believed, you know, for a long time, and it's just ingrained in us, almost like I talked with the last caller about patterns, right, habits. Things that we've just done forever that we need to get rid of.
yeah.
This is just an old way of thinking. So this, and I do believe that goes around the money thing again, where it is expensive and it was unexpected, absolutely. But just trust that you're doing the right thing. You're doing, you know, you took in these animals with the kindness of your heart, with nothing but good intentions and love. And you're going to be reciprocated to. The universe is going to take care of you. Just believe it and trust it, and it will happen. Sometimes it's the very last moment, but it does happen. So,
well, you said something to Ruth. So. Forgive me for interrupting, but
no,
something that was said to Ruth was very meaningful. You will have what you need when you need it, or you know. Something like that, and that's meaningful. That's very meaningful.
Yeah, it's absolutely,
I must
true.
Say.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very true.
And it's
I've
something we
it.
Need. Yeah, we need to remember that. But
yep.
it's difficult sometimes.
Oh, it is. It is. It's nerve-wracking. It's stressful, especially when you're the one looking at the balance in the checkbook and going, ah, I'm not sure. But it always, always comes. It always comes. I know exactly what you mean, Linda. I've been there. I've lived it. but I absolutely know that it also, you know, that it always works out and that everything comes in just divine timing, you know. So just
and
trust
I'm,
in it.
Yes. Yes. Trust the universe. I know this.
Yes. Absolutely. Because it is, it's always working for your best good. It doesn't want you to struggle. It doesn't want you to have a hard time. It's always trying to give you everything that you're supposed to be having. But we just think we have a better idea of what we should have. And we get in the way.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
you're
that.
You're welcome. So that is a message. I will pass you along to Catherine.
Okay, so that was awesome.
So
really.
I also got that your cat was happy, but I pulled two cards, and the wand says vacuum away fear, and it makes sense, right? Because it's telling you call upon the archangels Michael and Raphael, right, to lift away
yes.
any fear-based energies. That from you, from your surroundings, from the situation, and everyone involved. So
that makes sense just from what we were talking about really throughout the evening, right? Because you want to just stay positive, and your thoughts, your words, your feelings, everything has an energy. So you want
yes.
to try to stay as positive as you can, right? And let go of any negative type of thinking. And, you know, just think of your cup as always half full. And then I also got to write down a God box. I don't know if you've ever tried this before, but I myself, and God basically just, he wants us to, like, and the angels want us to, like, have something to lessen our burden of worry, basically, is, you know, the gist of this. And so you're being asked to write any worries or concerns or desires on a piece of paper that you can put in a special container called a God box. And it's a way of letting go and allowing the divine to help you. I mean, I put these, I just write them, Dear God, thank you for everything. I love you. Please help me with X, Y, and Z. And I'll write it out. It can be as long or as short as you want. The more specific it is, the, you know, the better. But honestly, I have a shoebox. I have a couple of them. I put them in whatever I have. So that's a very powerful tool for me.
Yes.
And I pulled that card for you. So
I like that.
Yeah.
Thank
and
you.
Then what you want to do, which is what I do. This is just what I do. At the very end, after I ask for that request, I say thank you. I love you, and I write my full name and my birthday. And if you're married, you want to write your maiden name. That's how I do it. Ladies, if you do it any different, you can let her know. But that's how I do it.
Okay. I'm sorry. Say that again. If you're married.
I write my maiden name.
Okay. Okie dokie.
Yeah. So at the very end, I'm just saying thank you. I love you. And then I write my full birth name and then my birthday.
Right. Okay. I like that idea too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
That was so amazing.
You're welcome. Linda, it's Mary. Before you go, I have a reading for you as well, if Catherine's done. I was pulled to get my book, Animal Communicator, for you, and I asked Spirit to guide me where it is that I should have, you know, read for you. And it said, and it
yes.
stopped at the frequencies matter. So I feel like your vibration, and I'm also getting chills as a confirmation, your energy or vibration is affecting the animals, right? So as you raise your vibration, like either by grounding, going outside, or meditating if you can, or taking a hot Epsom salt bath or doing even the tree meditation that DC mentioned early on, if you heard her, would help with the vibration. And that vibration, by you raising your vibration, you're also going to help heal the animals as well, especially your kitty. I felt that's what really wanted to come strong is, it says frequencies matter. What we have called matter is energy, whose vibrations have been lowered as to be perceptible to the senses. There is no matter. So this is a quote from Albert Einstein, but it's just a fact for me. What I took from it was just the vibration, right? If we're in a high frequency vibration, the animals feel that, right? And if we're in a low
yes.
vibration, they're going to feel that too. So your sadness is, not helping them because, they feel your sadness, like,
yes.
like your helplessness. And you're not. I mean, Archangel Raphael came in strong this evening, you know, with the card for the collective. So he is present, just like DC mentioned, and all the other archangels as well. And the message that came for you really strong was the Heart Guardian. And I asked the angels and ancestors to give me a card deck for you. And it says, love and let yourself be loved. Welcome with open arms opportunities to give and receive love. The Heart Guardian is an angelic energy that can help you call for protection and guidance with all issues surrounding the heart, which is, you know, with the pets being sick, especially the kitty. This is essentially the angel who helps you with all relationships, whether they be with yourself, family, or even a romantic connection. I feel I'm going to add pets in there too. She can enable you to move beyond any limiting fears about trust, discern whom to trust, and understand how you can move forward in a balanced relationship with that person. In this card, she is adorned with a sacred heart and draped in a red cloak to show her capacity to let love lead the way. Like, your heart is so big and so generous that, you know, like, Liz mentioned, like, you're not going to go without it, without the needs. Your needs will be met, right? Because you're such a kind-hearted person. Like, we can tell just by talking to you on the radio how kind-hearted and taking in animals, you know, and helping them from rescuing them. And it says, you are loved, lovable, and loving. The energy of love is surrounding your whole heart at this time. Angels are swirling around you, encouraging you to open your heart, feel the blessings that you have to offer. They want you to know that you are a highly loving being who deserves to give and receive love. So, again, like, I feel like you have a beautiful heart, and, you know, like, DC also brought in, she mentioned that Jesus is with you, and that, again, is the Sacred Heart, right? So it's so beautiful and synchronistic. And then another card that came out for you was surround yourself with protective energy. So as we mentioned earlier, just protecting yourself, calling in your guardian angels, and as well as Archangel Michael, who's our protector, right? And he protects our energy, and putting yourself in a bubble, you know, just to make sure that, you know, your energy is not drained by others. I feel that that's very important. So it says, surround yourself with positive people and experiences and environments that make you feel safe, calling your angels, guides, and ancestors to bring you protection. So those two cards came out for you, and so beautiful with the Heart Guardian, you know? So
thank
love
you.
And let yourself be loved.
Did I
and
hear
Mary,
you say
I just
ancestors?
Kiki, this is Kiki, hon. I had another archangel come in I've never heard of. Archangel Filii. The name is spelled Felyai, and this archangel has a beautiful yellow color, and will come in, you know, to help with your animals.
Spell that for me again, DC. S H.
Yes. F
H
E L Y A I. Filii.
A I.
Yeah, so that one came in as well to help you, along with, you know, the other archangels and Jesus. So that one, you know, stepped forward.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. This has been quite amazing.
That's great.
And
it's been great too.
Very
to
appreciative
for you as well. Beautiful. Thank you for calling, Linda.
Yes. God bless, Linda. You're in our prayers.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
So glad you called, Linda.
Absolutely.
You're welcome. Have a great evening, Linda. Thank you.
Thank you, Jan.
You're welcome. I just wanted to tell you, Linda, real quick, that my cat Kiki came over when I was talking, and he just, I know he could pick up the vibe, and the feeling I'm getting from him is that he loves you too.
And Linda, my dog is on the other side. Her name is Ginger. I don't know if you've listened in before, but she just said, saying to me, "Mom, tell her she's fabulous." And she was listening to you, and she said, "Oh, got it, Linda, you make my tail wag." So you have on both sides of the realm that really love you.
You have no idea how happy that makes me, to be honest with you. At this point in life, the two dogs we moved back to Georgia with from Las Vegas were going to be the last two that we were going to have in our lives, because we had hundreds come through our home, and some of them never left. Of course, they're gone now, but along came the Sheltie, Timmy, because I wanted one more Sheltie before he was going to be my last Sheltie. And then I was missing our Maine Coon cat, who we had to put to sleep 6 months after we moved to Vegas. And so that's been about four years, and longer than that. But what the reason I'm going into this is that my heart was just saying, one more kitty, one more cat that who needs something, who is needed. I mean, we needed him, but who needs help. And so all of this, I feel like I'm rambling now, and I don't mean to, because I'm sure there's someone else who is waiting. But the animals have always taken precedence, and I have always wished that one of my, you know, my mother, my father, my brother, or niece, somebody would come to visit me, and I've never had that wonderful experience. But the animals are here. I don't think I'm making any sense, but the fact that you have all said what you have said and have let me know that there really is more love in my heart than I have been willing to admit makes me feel phenomenal. And I understand about, I was just going to say, about thinking positively, because they get every emotion.
Yeah, they,
it affects them.
Yeah, Ginger's saying, Linda, it's time to unleash your fears.
Yeah. Okay, that's perfect. That's perfect.
Okay, and she's saying Linda has a beautiful heart in this in a sometimes harsh world, and that's one of your superpowers.
Oh,
amazing,
you.
Linda. God bless
you.
You
all are wonderful, just wonderful, and thank you. Blessings to you all. Many
thank
blessings.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Blessings
Linda.
Back, Linda.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
you.
Bye.
Take.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's such a beautiful.
Yes, my goodness, right?
Wow, what an amazing heart she has. I mean, to get the heart guardian, right, and get Jesus come in.
Definitely.
Beautiful. Are you guys ready?
All the messages were just amazing for her, too. Thank you for all the beautiful messages. They were just amazing.
You're so
God.
As well, Jan. Everybody, you know, did an amazing job.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is beautiful. Are you guys ready to pick up our next few callers?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Area code 989. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi. Yeah. It's Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yeah. You know, I've been making a lot of changes in my life lately, and I just wanted to see if my spirit guides or my old buddy Ryan and Dragna had anything to say to me, let me know.
I heard a big oozah. Oozah.
Oozah. Right on.
That's the first thing I heard, Melissa. Oh, my gosh. He loves you. You know that.
I know. I love him, too.
He's watching over you. You're, you know, you held a special place in his heart. And I was wondering, I saw Archangel Zadkiel coming in, you see. I saw Archangel Uriel coming in the middle. I couldn't make out who it was. All I could see was a bald head. You know? So in between Archangel Zadkiel and Uriel, there was Ryan. Okay.
I love it.
Oh, my gosh. He loves your energy. He loves, you know, your postings, like everything. You're amazing. And I don't think you quite realize how amazing you truly are.
Yeah. Maybe not.
And he's wanting to know, what is the sadness? What's all the sadness you're holding on to?
I'm not really sure. I don't know if it's from my past, but I have been extremely emotional.
Yeah, I could feel it. Like you're holding on to a lot, you know? And he's saying, go through my car wash, damn it, and you know, get rid of this shit. I could hear him saying, you know? And that's him talking, it's not me, but that's what he's saying, like, go through his car wash, and Orion's car wash is always open, and he wants you to get rid of all of that sadness. So,
yeah,
I feel like, you know what, he's showing me, he's saying you have so many beautiful abilities. He's saying, don't call them gifts, DC. He gets really mad when you say gifts, but you have a lot of beautiful abilities, and you have the gift of like an inner called clairvoyance. Do you, when you think of something, or you know something's on your mind, do you see maybe like symbols or pictures or colors or something?
Uh huh.
Because you're saying she's clairvoyant, do you see things in your third eye?
What's you know, that? That's what he's trying, showing. I've been trying to like tap into my third eye or relax so that I can do it. I mean, I'm not really sure what I'm doing. I don't know what.
Okay, well, I feel like he's trying to help you. I mean, you could, there's so many different ways to, you know, I'm getting you have to maybe take a class or read up on it. But I do feel like, you know, like your third eye is opening, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you do have like that, you know, that inner seeing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he's showing me. But I felt your energy, and he kept saying, why is she so sad? I felt that for a while. I'm like, I don't know, you know?
I think it was because the person that I have been with for almost 9 years, I just kept giving them so much energy and so many chances. And finally, I finally have cut it off because I can't take it anymore. And I think I'm mourning the loss of what I wanted.
Yeah. Well, Ryan's saying he wants you to focus on you and give yourself the love that you give so freely to others. Okay?
Yeah.
So he just wants you to, like right now he's asking that you please focus on you, hon. Okay? And that's what he's showing me. He wants you to go outside and hug a tree. Have you done that?
No, but I did walk in the front yard barefoot.
Well, that's good. That's a start. He's saying that's a start. And he's saying he wants you to just, you know, think about what it is that, you know, that you're thinking about. And he wants you to start, like, looking into either classes or even just, you know, like, to look into stuff online to just see what you, you know, what interests you. Because I do feel like you have, you know, a lot of spiritual abilities, and you're going to use them at some point to help others as well. I'm hearing like these crazy sounds in my ear right now, and he's saying that's him trying to get your attention. In your home,
yeah,
he makes like sounds.
Oh, in my ear, especially when I was, you know, hearing the other caller's stories, I felt like I was getting a headache because My ears.
Yeah, that was Ryan.
Yeah. I told him I was going to.
He's laughed,
today.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good to you. And he's saying, you're fan damn fucking tabulous. Cut this shit out and get to work. Okay?
I know. I told him, I'm trying to run a tighter ship. I'm working on it.
Yeah, well, he's saying, don't talk about ships, because he like I and a lot of the members of the Sacred Embers Network, we went down with the Titanic, so he's saying, no, we're not going to talk about that.
Oh,
you know?
I did read that. Yeah, okay. Affirmative.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies. God bless, Melissa. It was great to hear your voice.
Thank you, DC. Thank you so much.
Fun.
Jan, did you go already?
Yep. No, I can't.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to?
No. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Melissa. It's Jan.
Hi.
And
hi, Jan.
Hi. I saw a fox immediately as soon as you got on air. And so the fox talks about trusting your intuition and but being wary of someone you're involved with who could be tricky in some way. But it's better to remain in the background about, you know, and keep that position for right now. To sort of just blend in right now, to keep your attention to yourself and to just work on yourself and trust your senses and don't let negative things get in the way of, you know, adversely right now with your energy. What the fox is saying. You're a keen observer and can watch others, noticing what's being said and what's not being said. And you can anticipate what is about to happen, which is what DC said about being clairvoyant.
Yes.
And also being a parental figure, being nurturing, protective, and conscientious. But they're just saying right now is the time to go ahead and be creative, go ahead and solve problems, but just take care of yourself and be more blending into the environment more to take care of your energy.
Okay.
What I'm hearing. What it's saying. And, okay. But it's a very positive feeling that I'm getting about the fox, a real protective feeling. So I just want to leave you with that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, this is Liz, Melissa. And the first card I got for you right away was number 19, Waking the Lion. Is this lion face. That's all yellow and orange and has stars. And it's really, again, about your intuition opening up. It is a solar plexus card, but it is showing some kind of shape coming out of the third eye of the lion. And, you know, a lot of times when you start to work with your intuition, you don't believe it. You let your ego tell you that, no, it's wrong, it's lying, that's not true, and you second guess it. So I think this is really about taking this time and truly trusting yourself and embracing this ability that you have, because you are connected, you are being guided, but you foo-foo it aside or you second guess it or say, no, that's not really what's happening. It is what's happening. So it's letting you know this is the time, you know, this is a powerful time for opening. and ironically, this card popped out of the deck that we had for the last caller, and it's loss. Sometimes you learn true offerings through loss. You make a passionate invitation for love to take over and bring her own plan instead of your ego's. And so, again, this is you shedding that ego. It's you, you know, shedding that old skin and taking a new path and saying, no, I'm going to listen to what my heart says, what my gut's feeling, you know, what I'm being told. I'm going to listen to this and go that way. And it's, you know, when we do that, sometimes we lose people too. And it doesn't mean that they won't ever come back. It just means right now it's not going to work. You're not on the same frequency.
Yeah.
You may very well come back around in the same loop, though, again, at some point. So don't hold on to things like that, because it slows us down. It lowers our vibration. We just have to appreciate the opportunity and the experiences that we've been given for as long or as short as they may be, and just remain hopeful that, you know, possibly they'll happen again, you know, or there'll be another opportunity. Even though it's hard for us, it's not, you know, we like to hold on to things.
Right.
But I was called to pull one more card for you, and it is allowing. So to follow that right up with letting go of that old stuff, radical acceptance says yes to reality in any given moment, so what's needed can come next. So if we don't let go of any of the old stuff, we can't make room for the new stuff to come in. So let it go. You know, solstice is such a powerful time to release. So those old ways of thinking, those old patterns, those old habits, say, you know what, you're not helping me, you're not serving me, you're not doing me any good. So I need to release you, and I need to bring something new. I need to let the universe bring me what is best for me. And just see what comes your way. You don't have to have a plan. You don't have to go hard and fast with, you know, one way. Just see what comes. Just allow it. Just let it flow.
Okay.
So
all right.
That's my message for you, and I'll pass
you
along to Catherine. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. I also just pulled the card release, which is very synchronistic. So just work with the Archangel Michael to let go of what no longer serves you is really what that's all about. You just want to let go because it's not serving you in any higher way. And, you know, you want to, you know, work towards your higher self, and unless you release and let go, you know, there's going to be blocks, right? So visualize success, and just see yourself doing well. And it's not always easy, right? But it can be done, and it will be done if you want it to be done. So just see yourself doing well in this situation and having faith that there is going to be a positive outcome, you know, for you.
Okay.
But interestingly enough, I also pulled you are profoundly clairvoyant.
Wow.
I know you were questioning that earlier. And when the other girls were talking about that, I had already pulled this card. And so I couldn't wait to share it with you. Trust what you see, keep mind's eye, as well as with your physical sight, for your spiritual vision helps you with healing, teaching, and guidance. So maybe Ryan pulled that. I'm not sure.
Well, I do have a little bit clairvoyance. Like,
I was driving and I saw this guy behind me, and I felt like he was going to speed up and hit this dog, and he did. It was like it happened.
Mm-hmm. Even a door.
Gosh.
I was looking at my door in my living room, and that night I was thinking, man, this is the most perfect door in this house. And that night my fiance at the time smashed the door. So I was like, wow, it was like I foresaw stuff. It was like, I felt like somebody in my head was telling me, look at this door the way it is now, honey, because it's not going to be that way pretty soon.
Oh,
wow. So do you feel it then?
Yeah.
Amazing. And it's just believing in what you're seeing, what you're hearing. I went through a phase where I was hearing things. I never questioned what I saw, but what I was hearing, I was like, oh, no, that's just my voice, right? Until, you know, it came to the point where I'm just going to go with it, because I don't know why it would be my own voice. I don't know why, you know, I'm thinking this, or this is what I'm hearing. And
And so it's all good. It's the gift. It's, you know, it's abilities that you've been given, and you're a vessel through which God works, right? So God bless you.
And yeah, thank you. Wow. I really appreciate you, ladies. I'm glad I got a chance to call. And I really enjoyed listening to the other caller's stories, too. Wow.
Melissa, I'm calling in. Melissa, I have a reading as well. This is Mary. Messages are coming in really strong. I totally resonate with everything that the ladies all have seen. Like, I felt like, I don't know if it was Ryan saying, just let go and cry if you need to, girl. and it was like and I kept hearing your story is going to help so many others you know, once you heal. Also, you know, and being in a similar situation as you have, you know, I was in a long-term relationship, and it's really hard to let go, right? But we need to remind ourselves that we are worthy. We are worthy. Mm-hmm. We are love. We are light. And just remember that, you know, our self-love is the most important thing, right? We need to love ourselves first and care for ourselves and make sure that, you know, we're the most important person in this world, right? Because no one is going to take care of us or love us as much as we can, right? So until we get to that point that we have that extreme love for ourselves, oh, she got disconnected. Shocks. Okay, well, I think she got disconnected. I'll keep reading. Anyway, so I was getting, like, self-love is very important. And asked your angels to assist you in releasing and what no longer serves you for your highest good. And hopefully she'll call back. I mean, we only have 2 minutes on the show. So do you guys want to do a quick read for someone else, or you guys just want to call it a night and I'll just record the two numbers to other callers?
Yeah, a quick read, or yeah. How many minutes? Can we do a quick read? Yeah.
Yeah, I can.
Sure.
Okay. All right. So we'll go to the next caller. Area code 828. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Sure. It's Stan. How y'all doing?
Hi, Stan. How are you? Do you have a question
I'm good.
For us?
Sure. Yeah, I'd like to know if you might have any information on me. I'm not able to take action on some things that I need to do to launch my practice. Is there something that needs to show up, or is there something in the way? What can you give me on that?
You're in the way. You need to believe. I got that strong. You need to believe that you can do this. Believe in yourself. Believe in your ability. That's what I got right away, Sam. And I'll let the other lady come in.
Okay. Thank you, lady.
Go ahead, Jane.
Okay, hi. Go ahead. Good.
Go ahead, Jen.
Okay, Stan, it's the animal that I can't remember the name. They jump and they live in Australia and they're jumping along. You know that
kangaroo?
Animal?
Kangaroo?
Yes, kangaroo. And I'll leave that with you. Liz?
I was like, what do they mean?
I like kangaroos. I think they're cool.
Yeah. Good. I'll look it up and tell later if we have time.
Okay.
This is Liz, Stan, and
Liz, hey.
I just pulled the card for you quickly here. And I got card number 2, Roots of Abundance. This is about your root chakra. It's about being grounded. So I know from getting my own practice up and running and a couple times now, different things, that sometimes we have all these ideas, right, and we have all these great things, and our minds get carried away, and we're so excited, and we can't wait, and then we can't get anything going. because we spent all this time in the creative space and not putting some plans into action. I'm not a big one for plans, but sometimes you maybe need bullet points of, like, things you have to get done. Boom, boom, boom. So make a list of things that you know you need that are important that you need to do in order to get this going. And then you decide how you work on them, you know. I had two other cards pop out for you. The next one is your path. Dear Lord, help me trust that there's a plan far beyond what I can see through my fears and illusions. So you're on the verge of doing this. You're probably a little nervous. You're, you know, because, gosh, what if it doesn't work out, right? But it's all part of your path. And you're being pushed that way. You're being directed that way. It's meant for you to do. And it scares you because it's the right thing.
That's good.
Because normally we don't do things that we're being led to do, right? We do things that other people tell us.
That's good. Thank you.
And then the final card I got is worth. And it's a tiger in the middle of this fountain of water. And it says, you have been worthy to belong to love all along without any need to improve. In fact, you are love itself. So you are 100% capable of doing this. You've been able to do it for as long as you've been here, and everything's going to be fine. So get your feet on the pavement and get rolling, and I'll pass you over to Catherine.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
So,
you're welcome.
So two things. So I did just pull one card, and it just was cancel, clear, and delete. And it's same thing, just use all positive words and thoughts. Because they're rapidly manifesting into form. So ask for angels to cancel the effects of past negative thinking. And this is a technique that I use myself in terms of just staying in alignment. So I call forth the mighty Archangel Michael, and I asked him to, please cut all cords associated with, you know, people, places, things, thoughts, feelings, behaviors, actions, you know, that are not in direct alignment with my higher self. And then I just asked, right? And so he's cutting his cords of all that negativity that's not in alignment with you. And then I either send it up, you know, to heaven, to be, transmitted, like just to go into like a higher light, or I'll send it down to Mother Earth, be transmuted to light and love. So I feel like that's something that you might want to try.
Okay. Thank you. I've been parked here listening to your show. I didn't know you were on. I just happened to click in the Blog Talk, and I made it in for a reason, you know.
So
I needed something to help me, and you guys are all right. The ladies are perfect.
And I have a message for you as well, besides a message that came in strong and have confidence and believe in yourself. So I pulled a postcard from Spirit, and it says, dear you, check in occasionally with yourself about your motives behind actions you plan on taking, especially when you have an end game in mind. Is the source of your motivation desire or entitlement? Maybe you're drawn to a certain path because you think it will bring you a feeling related to the outcome you seek. Like safety or wholeness. Know that you will see a reflection in the outer world of the motives that drive you forward. Do you need a motive? Can you simply be pulled in the direction your soul calls you toward joy, discovery, growth, or adventure, participating in something compelling and meaningful without trying to define it? If you can, step forward, surrender to whatever spirit has in store for you. You will be amazed at how amazing things turn out. They forgot amazing because they told me to say amazing. Check your motives, then hand them over to Spirit. Everybody here wants the best for you. Life loves you more than you know. And in the back, it has two angels holding a crown of a king. I'm saying king because you're male, with love. So that's so beautiful, right? If we let go and let God and let spirit guide us, and you know, and trusting that where we're being guided is exactly where we should be, you know. So that was beautiful, Sam. Thank you for calling.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, ladies.
And I just have the last line for the kangaroo. There's nothing to worry about, as you will always have all your needs met. It's important to stay connected to your family right now and receive your emotional sustenance through them. Once you've gotten your momentum, keep moving forward and don't look back. Progress will happen in leaps and bounds. A new idea will need slow and careful nurturing over the next several months, so it's best to keep it to yourself until then. And the last thing I wanted to tell you was, you start off slowly, but once you get moving, nothing can stop you. There you go.
Thank you.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Thank you for squeezing me in and extending the show. And you ladies are awesome. Thank you very much.
You know, Stan, it was
really meant
for you to hear those messages, because Melissa dropped off, and we were able to squeeze you in as our last caller. So, you know, spirit has their ways. When you need to hear something, you're going to hear it. So, you know, believe
you
in yourself.
Yes.
And thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a good evening, and God bless.
You too.
Okay,
good night.
Bye.
Same to you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Wow, how beautiful. So I jotted down
next
week's first caller, guys. I'll be off next week because I'm traveling.
Oh.
So you guys are going to man the board.
Yes.
I'll miss you guys, but I'll be visiting my mom.
Oh, nice.
That'll be nice.
Yeah. So I'm super excited about my trip. What a great show today, right, ladies? Oh my gosh, the energy was amazing.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Catherine,
thank you
more
for joining in, of course. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amazing show.
Yes, Catherine, you were so awesome. Everybody was so awesome. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Another powerful
everybody.
Crazy.
Yeah, beautiful. So have a great night, ladies. Love you. Love all the callers. Thank you for calling, and we'll be back next week at 7 p.m.
Okay. Absolutely.
Thank you, Mary.
Night. Love you.
Love you, too.
Love you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.